TigerMovingGreenville.com. Make that next move with Tiger Moving Company.
Hi, friends. This is Don Munson for Engineered Sleep, 627 Congrey Road in Greenville. I'm almost embarrassed to tell you, for over 30 years, my wife and I slept on the same mattress. Well, thank heaven for Engineered Sleep. We went to their showroom and had a custom mattress built to our specs for half the cost. Our sleep has never been so good. So if you want the best night's sleep possible, go see the fine folks at Engineered Sleep, 627 Congrey Road in Greenville, or check out their website, engineeredsleep.com. That's engineeredsleep.com.
This is George Jeffries again with Metal Building Supply in Piedmont. Do you have nuts? Well, we do, and bolts, panels, trims, and all the accessories you would need to do that shed project or roof on your home. Give us a call and talk to Kevin Brown. We can offer the names of contractors in the area and help you with the materials you need to solve those problems on your commercial building or your home. That's Metal Building Supply, 1500 Elrod Road, just off exit 39 and I-85 in Piedmont. Or call 295-0506 and ask for Kevin.
Need to pick up some things? Try Target Drive Up. It's like a Target run with the car running. Just choose Drive Up when you order in the Target app, follow a few easy steps, and then drive up. And they'll bring your order right out. All squeezed out of toothpaste? Drive up. Belated birthday card? Drive up. Down to the final diaper? Drive up. Get what you need and keep on going to whatever's next on your list. Drive up and then drive off. It's easy. Target Drive Up. Give it a go in the Target app. Target run and done. Available at select locations.
J. Grady Randolph is hiring. Specializing in flatbed hauling since 1935, JGR has deep roots in the Carolinas and proudly supports the Clemson Tigers. Start your new career today by calling 864-761-4041. J. Grady Randolph offers competitive pay and free family health care coverage. Local and regional positions available. Call 864-761-4041 or give more information online at driveforjgr.com. That's driveforjgr.com.
The 2018 model blowout sale rolls on at George Coleman Ford, where trucks cost less than driver's rest. Like an F-150 XL with power equipment and sync. Suggested retail at $30,900. Sale price at just $24,999. We're talking great deals at George Coleman Ford, with the four generations of Coleman taking care of you. The 18 model blowout sale at George Coleman.
Everyone qualifies. Offer good through April 4th, 2019.
What is going on, South Carolina and all the ships at sea? Hey, what's going on there, Chief?
Hey there, there, Chief.
Hey, Squaw, what's going on?
Chief? Buddy?
Exactly, buddy.
Buddy?
Buddy. Here, let me slap you in the ear. Chief?
Chief?
Hey, Chief, let me explain something to you.
Chief?
Yeah, let me explain something to you, Chief. You know. First of all, let me say one thing I'm absolutely sick of. You know what? You don't like Brad Brunell, fine. Stop with the 9-year crap. Stop with the 9-year crap. It's an old argument and it doesn't hold any water. Clemson did not have facilities that could compete with anybody. Look, first off, let's start with the fact that 3/4 of the people in the country are cheating their A's off.
Exactly.
All right,
Thank you very much. Let's start
with that. All right. You know, you people want to beat people who are cheating and paying their players hundreds of thousands of dollars. That's what you're asking. All right. So the only way to do that is start paying players hundreds of thousands of dollars to play basketball. Otherwise, stop. You got a guy who's doing it the right way. Stop with the 9-year crap. Two things have happened since then. One, massive facility improvements. You are not up to par. You could not recruit against anybody, especially in an ethical, legal way. You had no chance. None. Everybody knew it. Everybody knew it. So stop with the 9 years, because those earlier years basically didn't count. They basically didn't count. Listen, if Clemson didn't go through all the football renovations a million years ago, it's the only thing Bowden did, starting with the West End Zone and everything else, Clemson would not have competed from a football standpoint either. Build it and they will come. You have to have facilities that are on a par with your competitors. Again, this is ignoring the fact that there are lots of people out there who are playing dirty. But let's stop with a 9-year frame of reference. Because it's not a 9-year frame of reference. You know what it is? It's a 2-year frame of reference. They made the NCAA tournament 1 out of 2 years, and they may make it this year. We don't know yet. We may be saying 2 out of 2 soon. We may be saying 2 out of 2 on Sunday. I don't know. I doubt it, but that's the true frame of reference. Two things happened. One, this man reinvented himself. You know who didn't reinvent himself? Bennett at Virginia. What's better, to get to the NCAA tournament or to lose to Baltimore Maryland County as a 1 seed by 20 points to a 16? Clemson made the 3rd round of the tournament last year because your coach actually reinvented himself. Knew that figured it out at some point he was going to have to push tempo more. That he was going to have to be willing to change who he was philosophically, and he did that. And it coincided with a shift in facilities. And so this frame of reference thing, this 9-year frame of reference thing is absolute bullcrap. Because, again, you know, lots of coaches struggle early in their career. Virginia Tech struggled mightily early in Frank Beamer's career. And they could have fired him. I mean, you have to understand what basketball is. If a lot of the big players in the country are paying players hundreds of thousands of dollars, do you expect to beat them if you're not doing that? Because if you do, you have artificial expectations. This guy has made you hyper-competitive. You're in basically every game. You went to the 3rd round of the tournament last year, and you're a borderline tournament this year, team this year. And look, you want to know the basketball reasons you're not there, that you're in the position you are? One is that Sheldon Mitchell just didn't have the year anybody expected. And it's because there's nothing he can do about it. His knees continue to give him problems, and it seems like it's gotten much worse. His fluidity of movement has not been what it was even a year ago. And so there's that. And so there's that. That's a big reason. And I'm not sure, you know, Amir Sims is continuing to develop. Maybe he didn't progress as quickly this year as people thought or hoped. But there are still a lot of positive signs with him. Still a lot of positive signs. But stop the 9-year stuff. It's a bogus argument. It's a bogus argument because the guy had fundamentally was set up to fail. early on. And again, he reinvented himself. But this administration felt confident enough to re-up him based on the improved facilities and what he did last year. That's where your clock should start. That's where your clock should start on this coach. Again, if 5 years from now you haven't seen any progress, well, then you make your change. But there's not going to be any change coming anytime soon. That's just not happening. And I think this coach has proven his worth. And I'm really getting tired of those ridiculous arguments. You know, I've said this before, Ramona. There's an old adage about a rising tide raises all boats. And there is an element of that. From a university-wide standpoint, when your football program, which is the number one money maker, has the type of ultimate success that Clemson has had, you would think that in some way that enhances everybody. And to a degree, it does. On the other hand, I don't think it's helped Brad Brownell. I think it's created this impression that, well, you know, we're great in football. We should win in basketball like that. Well, you're not going to win in basketball like that. You have no tradition of winning in basketball like that. I have a little newsflash for you. You don't. Your tradition in basketball more resembles South Carolina's tradition in football. So understand that logic. Understand that logic. Now, Texter 933, that's a moot point. I've just explained it to you. If you don't, I appreciate you love the show. But, again, you didn't have facilities to compete with anybody. You're in a power basketball league with most of the greatest coaches in college basketball. The league is more difficult than when Brownell first came in. There have been more power coaches and power teams added to the league. But from a coaching philosophy standpoint, he reinvented himself. That was a good thing to see, and it brought about positive change. And you could see that change. You know, again, that same caller talked about, well, I haven't seen any improvement. Well, I don't know what the hell you're watching. There's been obvious improvement made in the program the last 3 years. It was obvious 3 years ago. If you go back, if this is off the top of my head, you go back 4 years, it wasn't 4 years, 5 years, whatever it was, it wasn't watchable. But then 3 years ago, you saw the improvement. It wasn't a change in the record. It was a change in the style of play and the competitiveness. There was a period there for a year or two where there were 10, 12-minute dry spells. And it was too much half-court basketball. But again, this coach reinvented himself. And it coincided with improvement in the facilities and then an extension, more money, etc. But if you stop looking at it from the artificial 9-year frame, which is ridiculous because you had no way to compete back in those days. You just didn't. As Kwok correctly said, you had the worst facilities. You had no chance. You had no chance. Seminole Ted says, the best analogy ever, comparing Clemson basketball to South Carolina football. And so you needed to do certain things to make yourself competitive. Again, still operating under the frame of reference standpoint that other people are cheating their A's off, and you're not going to do that. So you needed facilities to try and lure the next level of player. And that's what's happening. This recruiting class is his best ever. This group of three that's coming in, this is the best group he's had. And the talent and the athleticism in the program is getting better. It's getting better. Again, you went to the third round of the NCAA tournament last year and then nearly beat Kansas. Got way behind and made a great run late and had a shot late to advance to the Elite Eight, as the texter correctly said.
Terry said, why did Purnell compete in those facilities? Did he? Did he? Did he really compete in them? How many tournament games did he win? Remind me. And I like Oliver Purnell. I lobbied for him to come here. I lobbied for him to come here originally when they hired Larry Schott. How many NCAA tournament games did he win? Oh, that's right, zero. Zero. Let's remember that. Because you went to the third round a year ago, and you're right back in contention this year. So, there's that. You want to get in, you're welcome to 654-7627, 654-7627. Hey, Ramona. By the way, is Taj Boy joining us today?
Yes, he is. 4:05.
Okay. A Duke player got tripped last night.
He got tripped or he tripped?
No, I know. See, I know why you would think that. But a Duke player actually got tripped last night. The great Zion Williamson got tripped.
Uh-oh.
Oh, what a stir. Oh, exactly.
There's
a stir.
It's a conspiracy.
Right.
A shoe explodes.
Right.
No.
Don't ever touch a Duke player. Don't ever touch a Duke player. That's not the way it works. You know, you cannot trip a Duke player. And so you should have seen the outrage. And from some of the same people who thought it was okay that the Grayson Allen was tripping people on a regular basis. But they're outraged about this one. You know, let me tell you something. First of all, I think it was a real gray area trip because, you know, you watch how the kid responded by, like, reaching out with his hand immediately to Zion Williamson to, like, make sure he didn't fall. And then you heard his explanation afterward, and it made you think that, you know, maybe it really wasn't intentional, even though it sort of had that appearance. But here's the thing. If you expect me to have empathy towards Duke players getting tripped, oh, hell no. No. Make the world a better place. Trip every Duke player so they fall on their face. No. I'm in favor of tripping Duke players. I'm in favor of it. Absolutely. I am 100% in favor of tripping every Duke player you can, including Zion Williamson. Sorry. You know, here's the deal. The league did nothing about Grayson Allen. Krzyzewski did nothing about Grayson Allen. They were more than willing to trip other people and risk hurting them, and no one ever did a thing. No one. Do you know why? This stir last night? It's because you didn't act properly before. Because had you acted properly to begin with, had the league, I mean, multiple times, had the league ever stepped in and suspended Grayson Allen for any significant period of time, which they should have, or had Krzyzewski ever stepped in and penalized him properly as he should have, then you would never have had this incident last night. The only reason that you have it is because you didn't do the right thing to begin with. So if you think for one friggin' second that I'm going to have empathy because Zion Williamson gets tripped or some Duke player gets tripped. Oh, no. Oh, no, no. Nay, nay. I'm in favor of tripping Duke players. Trip them some more. Trip them 100 times. Trip them until they get it through their thick skulls that this is what you get when you trip other people. No. I am absolutely in favor of tripping Duke players. I want more tripping of Duke players, in fact. Walt Diptula, Road Rage. Quick break.
It's boat time at Bojangles. Start your day off right with a country ham biscuit. Traditionally cured, grilled country ham served on a made-from-scratch biscuit. For a limited time, get 2 country ham biscuits for just $3. Bojangles, it's bow time.
Everyone has someone in their lives that could use a little surprise, a little pick-me-up. You want to deliver those smiles, but who has the time? School, work, and more. Try Urban Nirvana's online gift certificate. Buy and print it right from your own computer. A great way to treat your wife for making all those tailgate preparations, your college student for all the hard work, or mom, just because. Online purchase and print from your computer, only at urbannirvana.com.
Samantha Porter, environmental educator, ready to encourage you. Pizza boxes, shipping and packaging boxes, appliance boxes are all examples of cardboard that is easy to recycle. Did you know that every school in Anderson County recycles their cardboard? And you can too. Did you know that cardboard generates the most recycling dollars, which allows our convenience centers to remain open and free to our residents? Anderson County Solid Waste is here to serve and help. 260-1001.
Hi, this is Coach Dabo Sweeney. You know, when it comes to buying or servicing a vehicle, I always choose Toyota of Easley for their great selection, affordable prices, and outstanding customer service. Toyota of Easley is a family-owned business, and in all the years I've been a customer, I've always been treated like family. I encourage you to visit Toyota of Easley if you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle or in need of service. Toyota of Easley is all in, and their name means a great deal.
Washington has come to its senses by reducing our tax burden. Now we can take advantage to reinvest in ourselves and our businesses to continue our economic growth. I'm George Jeffries with Metal Building Supply Company. It's a great time to start that business dream of yours or perhaps expand or refurbish your existing facilities. Come see us or call us at 864-295-0506. Talk with me or Kevin Brown about how we can help you. And God bless America.
Have you ever looked at your carpet after a cleaning and thought, man, what is that gunk and residue they left behind? Do you worry about the harsh chemicals that cleaning companies use that could harm your loved ones? Well, worry no more. Zero Res is the standout carpet cleaner brand you can count on. Their patented no-residue cleaning system leaves no man behind on your beautiful home. Call today at 864-588-7300. Zero Res. Spell it backwards or forwards. It's the right way to clean.
I can't believe it.
That we're in an elevator with a puma?
No, I can't believe how easy it was to save hundreds of dollars on my car insurance with Geico.
Could you hit 7 for me? Okay, no need to. That's fine. I'm good.
Believe it. Geico could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Granger Nissan of Anderson is the home of the lifetime warranty. At Granger Nissan, we are all about family, so we are looking for a play ball kid for every Clemson weekend home game. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson to register your kid. You don't have to do anything, and nobody's going to pressure you into buying a car. Simply come by and register your kid to stand at home plate and shout play ball. You'll get 4 tickets to the game, and your family and your kid will get an experience they will always remember. Granger Nissan of Anderson, proud partner of the Clemson Tigers.
Join Walt Deptula's Road Rage at Twin Peaks this Thursday for some awesome food, drinks, and of course the scenic views. Get sports delivered to you like only Walt can do. And enjoy the cold beer and the HD TVs live this Thursday at Twin Peaks on Woodruff Road.
No one knows sports like Walt knows sports. It's Road Rage with Walt Deptula on 105.5 The Roar.
I don't know what you're talking about. Kind of spooks me out.
Now back to Walt and Ramona.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar. By the way, if you're allegedly going to cheat in basketball, don't cheat and suck. Georgia Tech. You know, seriously. I mean, man, if you're allegedly going to break rules, you know, then at least be good. I mean, be LSU. You know, if you're allegedly going to cheat, be LSU. I mean, that's the least you can expect. You know, it's sort of a return on investment, right? But, oh, yeah. No, to be clear, I'm 100% in favor of tripping more Duke players. I want more Duke players to be tripped, 100%. Zero empathy for Duke. They're the foundation of all this. They taught the rest of college basketball how to trip, and no one did a thing. League did nothing. Team did nothing. Krzyzewski did nothing. They just carried on with carte blanche. Now you want me to feel empathy towards Zion because somebody may have put a foot near him? Oh, cry me a river. No. Cry me a river. No, not happening. Maybe when a few more Duke players get tripped, maybe we'll stop tripping people. But right now, we're in payback mode. That's where we are. So, you know, it's funny, Ramona. It's hysterical because forever I said about Krzyzewski, you know, he'd be the first guy to raise bloody murder if some of his guys got tripped. But it was fine. The Grayson Allen, the tripper, was running around the league and the country tripping everybody else. That was fine. You would think that, do you have any respect for the game that at the second or the third or the fifth or the 10th Grayson Allen trip that Krzyzewski would have done something? But no. No. So now these Jason Williams characters and Chris Broussard's, they want me to feel sorry because a Duke player may have gotten tripped. Yeah, save the Allen got suspended. He should have been suspended for a whole year. He had other issues.
He probably patted him on the back.
That's what was done. Nothing was done to him. Save it. So, no. You know what? If some other player on some other team gets tripped, I'll have empathy for them. I'll say that shouldn't happen. But I am not saying a single stinking word about a Duke player getting tripped. Not a single word. Save it. You know, when we get another nine Duke players tripped, when we get to the number 10, then talk to me. Then maybe around 11 or 12, I'll start to feel some empathy.
You just tripped.
But we have like nine, right? We're due like nine more Duke players
and
being tripped.
Flopping a lot.
Right.
Just flop all
right.
over the place.
Exactly. Flopping, tripping, flopping, tripping. Come on, man. Carrie says, tell it like it is, Walt. I agree. Hell with them. Exactly.
Open up a cream puff store.
Exactly. Open up a cream puff store. Go see Brian Zubak. Open up a cream puff store. Cream puffs. Diana and Jacob are up next. Diana, what's going on?
Oh, hey, Walt. It's Diana. Love your show.
Diana,
appreciate
you.
I wanted to read you what I wrote about Clemson basketball last night on the Facebook site I belong to.
Yeah, absolutely.
I put on here, for all you people who are now wanting a coaching change in basketball, let me just say you're wrong. This is a good, well-coached team, but Murphy's Law just happened, as it sometimes will in basketball. Clemson has the best coach we could have, and if he has a chance, he will continue to improve the program. So let's either be all in or not.
I like it, Diana. I like it. Yeah, I think that's the truth of where we are, and you're 100% right in the Murphy's Law. You know, listen, if you could point to these end-of-game situations and say that that's a coaching failure, then I might be on board, but that's not what happened. Bank shot from straight away is not a coaching failure. Marquise Reed missing four straight free throws at the end of the first NC State game, not a coaching fail. Marquise Reed and Shelton Mitchell going 1-for-18 from 2-point range in the second NC State game. That's not a coaching fail. That's actually something way beyond Murphy's Law. That's just absolutely impossible, but it happened.
And granted, we didn't play well with NC State, but still, the refs were just bad.
Yep. I think that's right too.
Yeah. But love the show. You've met my children. I'm older than dirt. But
thank you, Diana. Thank you.
Good to talk to you, Mom.
Same here. Thank you very much. Jacob, how are you? Appreciate you getting in, Jacob. What's going on?
Not much. I just wanted to get your thoughts on the Duke North Carolina game tonight. Two questions in particular. How do you think North Carolina defends Zion? I think there's a couple different options, whether, you go traditional lineup that they've had with May and Brooks in the first and you put Luke May on him, or do you go small and see if an Isaiah Little can guard him defensively, or do you go zone? And then B, North Carolina slept the regular season, but how big of an impact do you think, Zion Williams can make tonight?
Yeah.
And the difference of first two games.
All right, Jacob, I'll answer off for you. Thank you. Appreciate it. First of all, I would think if they're going man, I would put Little on him. Little played him in high school. Little is a hyper-competitive kid, super athlete. I think the only way to defend Zion Williamson, especially if he's in face-up mode, is to get to his dribble. I think you have to be athletic, quick. You have to play him to go right. You want him to go right. I mean, first of all, it's not that he can't go right, but you have to make him go right. And I continuously see him go left, and I don't know why people let him do that. Now, he's explosive enough to get where he wants, but you have to overplay his strong side and force him to become to drive right. I think zone is a good idea. It's not what North Carolina wants to do, but I think that the best way to play Duke is to zone them because again, Duke is really good off the bounce, and this is a really poor three-point shooting Duke team, and I'm surprised more people don't zone them. The problem is, if you're not a dedicated zone team, if you don't play zone by trade, it's hard to just say, well, you know, we're going to play zone against this team. I think what you have to do is you have to throw it at them in short spurts and see how they handle it. So, you know, you're starting out man-to-man, you know, the 8-minute mark, 10-minute mark, you throw zone at them for 2 or 3 minutes and you see how they handle it. If they're not handling it well, you continue to play it. That's the way I would go. I don't think you have many other options. They're just, North Carolina doesn't have a particularly good body type to guard Zion Williamson. Now, on the other side of the court, one of the real advantages that North Carolina has had against Duke is Luke Mack, because without Zion Williamson, they have nobody to guard him. Now, I think Zion being back will really limit his effectiveness. By the way, Ramona, last night, sporting news. Sporting news. I see this article about the Duke Syracuse game, and I wrote this. Let me see if I can find it. But Sporting News had an article on Duke Syracuse, and it was. Of course, I'm not going to find it now. But I responded to them it was three key points about Duke Syracuse. Point one was that, Duke is a much better team with Zion Williamson. See, the only good thing about point one was that it eliminated the need for me to read points two and three, because you think masters of the obvious? I mean, your insight, your inspiration is to tell us that Duke is a better team with Zion Williamson? No, who would have thunk that? I mean, we are all shocked to learn that Duke is better with Zion Williamson than they are without him. But that's what they actually wrote, the Sporting News. I guess that's why they pay those guys the big bucks. Yeah, I mean, look, what we're really going to find out is North Carolina has two wins over a Zion-less Duke team, and we're going to find out what it looks like when he's on the court. And, you know, the funny thing is, if Duke wins the game, then people are going to discount those first two games. They basically say they didn't happen. If North Carolina wins the game, then North Carolina will have full and total bragging rights over Duke for an entire season. In every way possible. So, you know, it's an important game from that standpoint as well. You know, again, I think if Duke wins the game, to me, it devalues North Carolina's two wins. Because it basically suggests that well, you know, North Carolina probably wouldn't have won those games if this cat was on the court. I think you're going to have another competitive game. Listening to the Sporting News, Zion changes everything about who Duke is. But I think one of the things that gets lost is everyone understands Zion Williamson's impact offensively, but I think his impact defensively is another element that really hurt Duke. You know, again, they had nobody who could guard Luke May. What did May have in the first game? 30? They didn't have anybody who could check him. They didn't have a body type that could guard him. And he tortured Duke. I mean, at one point in that first game, for quite a while, they had R.J. Barrett on him. And there's no way R.J. Barrett's going to guard him. He's just going to post him up and score at will over him and be too big and too physical. And that's what he wants. That's what he wants. Texas says, and Purnell left because of the lack of facilities as well. Mike says, thank you, Diptula's Rage, Quack Talk, for your vocal support of Brownell. Enjoy listening to your tags. Yeah. Oh, by the way, I'm going to get to Paul Feinbaum too. I saw that as well. Paul Feinbaum is blaming Alabama's national championship loss to Clemson on Kirby Smart, the coach of Georgia.
He's still crying about that?
I mean, come on, man.
He doesn't have anything else to talk about.
Apparently not. Let me let James in here. James! James, welcome back, James.
Hey, man. I just got back in from a rainstorm. I just come out of Columbia, South Carolina. I've been hearing bits and pieces about South Carolina basketball may be able to get in. They may not be able to get in. Something have to do with LSU. So I'll call Walt because I don't know where they stand no more.
Yeah, I mean, look, you're going to have to advance in this tournament, James. How far would you have to win it? Possibly. It goes back to the OOC schedule and your performance in the OOC, which wasn't good. Exactly how far you have to get is also dependent on what happens elsewhere. So there's that.
Yeah, I was listening to them talking about it. I said, well, do we even have a chance? That's what I was thinking. You got to be kidding me. That's what went through my mind.
There's still a chance. I mean, there's still a chance. You have to find a way to keep Silva on the court. That's where it starts, because it's a lot like Clemson with Elijah Thomas. You know, that those two cats need to be on the court for those two teams.
And probably even we got in the tournament, we wouldn't lay slow.
Yeah.
I don't think, but you know, some of these teams get in there and, you know, it just, to me, a luck of a draw. And then they go out in the first round. It's like, why bother?
Well, hey, look, you still want to be there. You know, you still want to be there. That's the tournament to be in. And it's the stuff of childhood dreams. So there's all that.
I appreciate it, Dan. Thank you, Walt.
James.
All right.
Texture says Purnell left Clemson to go to DePaul because of facilities. Ha ha. Well, you know, look, it's way more to it than that. There were a lot of different factors that went into that. And of course, Purnell's primary interest in basketball was he was a rebuilder. That's what he was. He liked taking over projects that were and schools that were down and rebuilding them. That was what he liked to do. That was his deal. And even when he advanced those programs, there was always some point in which he would depart. Now, I never worked in DePaul. But, you know, so many people don't realize, perhaps, DePaul is a basketball school. DePaul's was a legendary basketball school. But DePaul was the school of Ray Meyer. DePaul was the school of Mark McGuire. Yeah. Yeah, right, Texter. But we're not really going to say that, are we? You want to get in 654-7627. Krispy Kreme, listen, Anderson, Spartanburg, Krispy Kreme, the Reese family, no one does it like the Reese family. They've been doing donuts since the early 60s. Listen, go see them. Right now they have the St. Patrick's Day green original glazed donuts. So go get your green St. Patrick's Day donuts at Krispy Kreme. Try all the other flavors. The New York Super Cheesecake Donut is still my all-time favorite. Ramona's is the Oreo cookie. Oreo cookie pieces?
Yeah.
That's Ramona's all-time favorite. They have that as well. Go see the Reese family. Go see them. Krispy Kreme, Anderson, Spartanburg. You'll thank me later. I promise you that. And think about fundraising needs. If you're a church group, youth group, any kind of noble organization, they would be glad to help you with your fundraising needs. That is Krispy Kreme donuts. Trust me. Go see the Reese family. Call them about the fundraising. Tell them I sent you. They'll be glad to hook you up. You know, listen, if you need to raise money for something, don't go to one of those like industrial white box cookie deals where those cookies have been there since like 1943. That's not going to help you raise money. You want to raise money, you got to give people something they want. That's Krispy Kreme donuts. Call the Reese family. Tell them I sent you. Thank me later. Quick break. Walt Tiptula, Road Rage. We'll be right back.
Join 105.5 The Roar for the Mark Childress Show, sponsored by S.H. Carter. Co-host of the Tiger Tailgate Show and weekend sports anchor at Channel 7, Mark Childress interviews your favorite players and takes a hard look at recruiting. The Mark Childress Show, Saturdays at 9 a.m., only on 105.5 The Roar.
In the center of it all lies a crown jewel of Anderson, the Anderson Sports and Entertainment Center. Adventure awaits at the KidVenture Playground. There's 64 acres for sports, including 7 ball fields, 3 soccer fields, 8 tennis courts, and miles of hiking paths. a 10,000-seat amphitheater, and the county's largest ballroom and seating for up to 3,200 spectators. Hosting a private event? Look no further than the Anderson Sports and Entertainment Center. In the center of it all, go to andersonevents.com.
You've heard folks talk about the sauce at Joe's New York Pizza. I'm here to tell you it is the sauce that makes the lasagna so great. Believe me, I know lasagna, and Joe's New York Pizza lasagna is my favorite. Their homemade marinara sauce, beef, ricotta, and mozzarella cheese loaded with their special spices. The lasagna at Joe's New York Pizza, which comes with a salad and those famous garlic knots, is where it's at. Seneca or Clemson, make it Joe's New York Pizza for lasagna with the sauce.
The first weekend of the NCAA tournament is the greatest betting event of the year. Whether you like filling out a bracket, picking a national champion, predicting first-round upsets, or all of the above, MyBookie is the perfect home for your March Madness fun. Will Zion Williamson and his teammates cement their legacy at Duke with a title? Can Virginia get past its loss to a 16 seed last year? And can Kentucky get back to the Final Four? If you know the answers, or even if you don't, MyBookie is the place to get in on the action. They have something for everyone, even you. You multiple bracket guy, MyBookie has been in business for years. Their goal is to give you the best customer service in the business. And the best part is, they pay out fast when you win. I'm talking 48 hours. Bet with the best. Then kick back and enjoy March Madness while you watch your picks cash in. Deposit with MyBookie today with promo code RADIO for a 50% sign-up bonus. That's promo code RADIO. With MyBookie, you play, you win, you get paid.
Ready to make your commute more entertaining, more interesting, even more productive? Then try 100% ad-free listening on Audible. Each month, you'll get two Audible Originals, exclusive titles you can't find anywhere else, plus a credit good for any audiobook and unlimited access to exclusive fitness and wellness programs, all with our commitment-free guarantee. The most inspiring minds, the most compelling stories. Go to audible.com today to start your free 30-day trial, and your first audiobook is on us.
Absolute Waste Management is your answer to a clutter-free home, garage, attic, yard, and more. They handle getting rid of the junk you no longer need or want. All you have to do is call. Absolute Waste Management offers competitive pricing, no hidden fees, and get the job done quick. Call today for a clean-out or junk removal service quote. Make the call. You'll be glad you did. 864-266-7131 and visit AbsoluteWasteMGMT.com for more information.
The 2018 model blowout sale rolls on at George Coleman Ford, where cars cost less and travelers less, like a Ford Mustang with leather and shaker stereo. Suggested retail at $37,380. Sale priced at just $30,999. We're talking great deals at George Coleman Ford, with the fourth generation of Colemans taking great care of you. The 18 model blowout sale at George Coleman Ford.
Everyone qualifies. Offer good through April 4th, 2019.
Need to pick up some things? Try Target Drive Up. It's like a Target run with the car running. Just choose Drive Up when you order in the Target app, follow a few easy steps, and then drive up. And they'll bring your order right out. All squeezed out of toothpaste? Drive up. Belated birthday card? Drive up. Down to the final diaper? Drive up. Get what you need and keep on going to whatever's next on your list. Drive up and then drive off. It's easy. Target Drive Up. Give it a go in the Target app. Target run and done. Available at select locations.
It's Road Rage with Walt Deptula on 105.5 The Roar.
He talks about sports on the radio.
Back to Walt and Ramona.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We're WCCP 105.5 The Roar. You know, Tennessee fan writes, Ronan asks, will Clemson basketball be better or worse next year? The next year's team is going to be very young. It's going to be very different. And early on, there are going to be a lot of pieces to integrate. But I think that in in some ways, look, the challenge is going to be identifying the offensive pieces and knowing where your scoring is going to come from early. As I've talked about many times, I think the Bear kid is going to be maybe the leading scorer on next year's team. But I think you're going to see big advancements from guys like Trapp and Hunter Tyson and Newman. I think you're going to see big advances. I want to see a big advance from Amir Sims next year. And I think you may see that as well. In some ways, I think they'd be better. They're going to be longer and more athletic defensively, much more athletic defensively. And, you know, in this year, you know, listen, because of Sheldon Mitchell's knees, you had to sort of cover up for him a little bit defensively. And next year you won't have that. You know, and so I think it'll be interesting to see how that plays out. And we'll talk to Coach Brunell about that. Zeke, I'm coming right to you. One big NFL item that dropped in my way in here today, Ryan Tannehill is now a member of the Tennessee Titans. Ryan Tannehill signed a one-year deal with Tennessee. This is a fascinating situation because Marcus Mariota, has not been able to stay healthy, neither has Tannehill for that matter, and has not yet played to the level that Tennessee wants to see him play. This puts some game pressure on Marcus Mariota and to put some pressure on him to stay healthy. And if he doesn't get his act together soon, and by soon, I mean sort of this year, you could see Ryan Tannehill emerge as the long-term answer in Tennessee at the quarterback position. So it's a fascinating move. And it also means the Miami Dolphins have basically absolutely zero quarterbacks. They don't have any NFL level quarterback at all. And oh, by the way, the New York Giants are just playing people. The Giants are, I am becoming increasingly convinced on a day by day basis that nothing the New York Giants say is true and that they are doing the exact opposite of everything they say publicly. Now, the draft creates liars. It's liar's poker. That's what it is. You have to engage in that. But I mean, the Giants said they signed Odell Beckham not because they said, look, we re-upped him. It's not because we were planning on trading him. And then the next thing they did 6 days later is they dealt him. And I'm starting to wonder about all the information the Giants were floating about, you know, how they only wanted a quarterback of this size, how they were going to execute the Kansas City Chiefs plan. I'm starting to think that none of that is true. Texas says, well, I think Zion helps Duke and I think it makes them the most dangerous and best team. However, he can't do it by himself. I don't think Duke is going to be there at the end. By the way, he says, they win tonight though. Go Duke. Hashtag Walt loves Coach K. You know, I just think before all is said and done, they're going to have a game where their shooting just takes them out. And it may be a team that zones them, or it may be a team that just has a great shooting. Now, I'm not talking about the ACC tourney. I'm talking about the NCAA tourney now. Zeke, how are you?
What's up, Walt?
Hey, Zeke, appreciate you getting in.
Let me ask you a question. Do you think we should play tonight?
Yeah, I suppose so.
I mean, after ESPN, I mean, I'm not sure that we want to face this guy tonight.
Why? What did they? You're talking about because of the Zion love?
Oh, I just got an update right now that said, yes, he just finished off two more nuggets.
Yeah.
Two more chicken nuggets.
Yeah.
I've never seen something like this. But you know what? Here's my thoughts on the game tonight. It comes down to one statistical category for me. Three-point shooting. If we shoot well, like we've been ever capable of doing, then I think we win tonight. We've got to shoot well. The other side is Duke can't shoot well from three. They're not a good three-point shooting team, but when they do shoot three well, they hit that level of almost impossible to beat because they're doing something they don't do well, and on that night they're doing it well. I like what you said. I think you'll see North Carolina go small. You got to remember something. You can go smaller now because Luke May, who is definitely smaller than Bolden, is not smaller than the guy that took Bolden's place, whatever his name is, that number 12, who's nothing special. Therefore, you could go smaller and put Nazir on him. And Nazir Little, the advantage he had on, they played three times in high school. The advantage was he's got a 7'2 wingspan. He's also muscular. And what he did, and you already said it, no one's even mentioned it. It's true. Go to the McDonald's game, Walt, and watch the film. He got in Zion's dribble. He got right there in his dribble, and he didn't let him get a, you know, speed going downhill.
Well, that, look, that's what I've been asking. Twice. That's what I've been asking for somebody to do with Zion all year. It's to play him as a left-handed player and to impact his dribble, get right into his first bounce. Because I think that's the best chance you have. I mean, I think, you know, people are afraid to get up on him, but you can't.
I don't understand that.
No, you can't do that because he's so explosive and athletic. He's going to blow by you. And again, teams continue to let him go left. And I realize some of it's not letting him. Some of it's just he's so incredibly explosive that he can get where he wants. But look, if you properly overplay his strong hand, you can still force him the other way the vast majority of the time. And yet I don't see people doing it. They play him like he's a right-handed player.
Well, they do. And Walt, the other guys, you look at R.J. Barrett. R.J. Barrett is great at getting to the rack, right?
Mm-hmm.
Take a look at what Kenny Williams does well against him. He gets in his grill. He's only 6'4".
Yeah.
He gets in his grill. R.J. Barrett has got his points against North Carolina off shooting threes or jump shots, not attacking the rim. He also picks up cheap fouls, charges, which you can draw. But I'll say this. You know what? Let Zion get 30 tonight. Let R.J. get 28. They get 58. What you want to do is guard Cam Reddish really well and Trey Jones. Because if those two guys each get 30, they're not going to beat you. They got to have help somewhere else.
What did May have in the second game?
Do you have just a second so I can pull the box score up real quick so I can tell you exactly what he had? I want to say, I mean, it definitely wasn't as much because they actually doubled on him a lot. They forced the ball out of his hands, and they did a good job, which is why I think they freed up Kobe White quite a bit in that game. But I want to say, Walt, I'm thinking he had around 15 points. 17 points, but I don't want to.
Yeah, well, again, game he had 30, and there was nobody
he had
on
30
Duke,
and 15.
There was nobody on Duke to guard him. That'll be the biggest change in this game because it'll be Zion guarding him, and it'll be and so they won't need to. In theory, they won't need to commit any extra body to guarding Luke May. So you know, everyone talks about Zion's offense, but it may well be that against North Carolina, his defense was missed perhaps even more than his offense. And I'm not saying, you know, he's a first-team All-American defensive player, but he's a pretty good defensive player for a young player.
Oh, he is.
And he's the only guy on Duke who has the body type to guard Luke May one-on-one.
No, I think as far as I'm concerned, Walt, one thing, and I'm going to tell you right now what he got in the game, but if I'm Luke May, I'm playing away from the ball. Here you go, Walt. Luke May in that game against Duke had only 7 points in the last game. But he had 16 rebounds and 8 assists.
Hmm.
So they doubled him a lot and forced him off his hands, but he had a career high in assists and he still had 16 boards.
Yeah.
And he shot terribly. He was he was 3-for-13 from the field.
Hmm.
And they still won the game by 9 points. So it's not like he was a factor, but again, you had Kobe White getting 21 and some other players. So I think it's an interesting game. Well, I do. Duke's favored by 3.5. I think Zion definitely makes a difference. I think he's the best player on the court. I just think, Walt, you force somebody. You know, you let Zion get his, maybe RJ. I still think RJ struggles defense, you know, with Kenny, because Kenny Williams gets in his grill and forces him to take jump shots. But I think what you can't do is let Reddish or Jones or somebody else go off for 18 or 20, because then they got three guys going off on you. And I think if you're North Carolina, you got to push tempo even faster. And you got to make shots tonight. And
As a North Carolina fan, Zeke, and knowing the history of Roy Williams as it relates to conference tournaments and the NCAA tournament, do you even want to win?
Do I want to win? Yeah, because it's Duke. Now, if we lost last night, it wouldn't have bothered me.
Okay.
As I've said this for years, North Carolina's never won a national championship and won the ACC tournament.
That's what I'm saying.
Every year they've won,
that's why I asked the question.
Yeah.
It's his whole history. It was his history, period. It was his history at Kansas. He has not fared in conference tournaments, and he has never cared all that much. Now, I think in recent years, he's started to care a little bit more, but the history still says that North Carolina and at KU before, that Roy Williams's teams perform best in the NCAA tournament when they do not win the conference tournament.
Well, we like that. North Carolina has never won a national championship. 05, 09, 17, all those years Roy lost it. To beat Louisville, then to beat Duke, then to face Virginia, that's a gauntlet. That's a goal. When, listen, you're one or two, no matter what, you're interchangeable. You can literally drive back to Chapel Hill, put your feet up on the couch, rest. And I've also said this. I don't like going into the tournament with 15, 16, 17, you know, wins like that. There's something about if you lose, you get refocused, you practice hard, and you get ready.
Wait a minute. Take a breath. That's why I posed the question to you. And initially, you said you did want to win because it was Duke. But now it sounds like you're thinking about it and thinking
no.
Okay.
Last night I had no problem losing last night. To be honest, it would be no big deal. Take the 2 seed in the South and go home early. Now that you're playing your rival in a game like this, no, you want to win now because it's Duke. Okay. So now you're the point. No, let's just go ahead and win the thing now because. No, I'm not going to be here as a Carolina fan and act like if we lose, it's no big deal. I don't like losing to Duke in freaking checkers. So, no, I want to win this game tonight. And one last thing, Walt. I know people think Duke's going to be ultra-motivated.
Texter said this is Duke. Roy cares, best believe it. He hasn't cared in the past about beating his chief rivals. Hasn't cared at all. He's cared about winning the tournament. That's been his entire operating methodology, his whole career, both at Kansas and at North Carolina. So, you know, you may say that.
That's incorrect.
Yeah, you know, Texter, you may say that, but that's not the way he's operated.
Well, it's going to be a fun game. Walt, you going to make a prediction for the show ends?
I probably will, yeah.
Sounds good, buddy. Thank you.
Thank you, Zeke. You know, and again, this is listen, there are other coaches who view it differently. Jim Calhoun believed it was vital to win his conference tournament. Mike Krzyzewski believes it's vital. Those two guys have done it the opposite way. Every national championship that Connecticut won, they won their conference tournament. But the same has not been true about Roy Williams. It's been 100% the opposite. And so he's always been sort of lukewarm about the notion of winning the conference tournament. He thinks it takes too much energy. He thinks playing a gauntlet and playing all those games before you go into the NCAA tournament is not to his benefit. There are two different schools of thought on it. It's not that one is right and one is wrong. Basically, the way the schools have done it has worked for them. Their approach has worked best for them. Let me tell you about my friends at First Class HALT. HALT's an acronym. It stands for Honda, Acura, Lexus, Toyota. You know, it's funny, Ramona. HALT is a special right now on the timing belt. And I was sort of joking around with John yesterday in the show about, and I asked him, but I had no idea. I didn't know in advance. I forgot he even drove a Honda. But I said, John, do you have a timing belt? He said, I don't know. He said, I don't really know cars. I said, you don't know if you have a timing belt? I said, how many miles on your vehicle? He said, 47,000. I said, John, you need to call First Class HALT. Because right now they have $100 off any HALT timing belt package on Honda, Acura, Lexus, Toyota. And at about 47,000 miles, I would guess you're due. You may be past due. I don't know. I don't know what what the recommendation is for that vehicle, but it's probably somewhere between 40 and 60,000 miles. It may be 50. You may just be coming up on it. And so it's time. $100 off right now, First Class HALT timing belt package. $25 off brake pad replacement and rotor resurfacing. And $12 Amazon or Starbucks e-gift card. Anderson, 260-9600, 260-9600, Greenville, 297-1212.
Keeping our goal line safe in the Priority One Security Studios.
Make some noise.
We are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville, 105.5, The Roar.
Roosters Men's Grooming Center believes a man deserves a space of his own when it comes to grooming. Roosters offers the charm and comfort of a classic American barbershop, but updated to accommodate the 21st century man. Our professional stylists and barbers will make sure you receive the customized barbershop experience through classic haircuts, shaves, and products that reaffirm what it means to look and feel great. Roosters at the Plaza on Pelham. Book your appointment today at 884-8920.
Are you ready to go all in on a car? Granger Nissan knows what car will fit you and your family because they are a leader in the market with competitive inventory. They have everything for everyone.
Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the ones we love on the road. You can drive with confidence and ease because Granger Nissan has all new vehicles with a lifetime powertrain warranty. Granger Nissan is not just in the car business, they're in the people business. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson on 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
Buying a mattress can be a difficult process, but that can all change with one visit to Engineered Sleep. They are a mattress manufacturer that opened their doors to the public. You get factory direct pricing, a mattress made just for you, and free delivery all over the upstate. Your mattress will be made and delivered within 1 to 5 days. It is always great to buy local, but when you buy from Engineered Sleep, you are truly buying from the best. Their showroom at 627 Congaree Road in Greenville is open Monday through Saturday. Sleep like a champion with your Engineered Sleep.
You have cracks in your driveway, sidewalk, or settling pool decks? Why tear it out when you can lift it? Canty Foundation Specialists can raise concrete slabs back to its original position using our patented PolyLevel process. Call Canty today at 864-475-1671. Don't replace it, raise it. 475-1671 or visit us at cantyfoundationsc.com.
For over two decades, Line-X has been unmatched in truck bedliner protection and is committed to providing what you need to customize your truck. Truck gear by Line-X accessories and vehicle sprays combine rugged durability and armor-like protection. Lifts, tires, and wheels bring it all together to truly personalize your pickup to fit your lifestyle. Don't just protect it, Line-X it. Stop by Line-X today and see what's possible.
This is David Chupp. Come see me or my son Trevor at Line-X of